Several Harare residents who spoke to Studio 7 said Mrs. Mujuru has to work hard if a new party wants to dislodge ZANU-PF from power in the 2018 national elections. Bevan Chiwuri of Mabvuku said indications are that Mrs. Mujuru has what it takes to wrestle power from President Robert Mugabe come elections.
Seems to be someone who is prepared to take from the power from the ruling party.
This was echoed by Westgate resident Kuzanai Msena. He said Mrs. Mujuru, who has been in government since independence in 1980, commands the respect of the military that has openly said it would not salute any leader without Liberation War credentials, in apparent reference to former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai leading the main opposition movement for democratic change.
Everywhere in the world, the army supports the government that would be in power at that particular time. So naturally, any new leader who is coming, you just change. Maybe the leadership of the army will be on top.
After launching the Zimbabwe People First Party yesterday, one of Mrs. Mujuru's supporters, Patience Badzima, said the former deputy president is the only person, at least in her view, that can guarantee stability in the country if ZANU-PF was defeated in elections.
I do support the idea as long as it's going to give us peace, and this poverty is too much. People are suffering while people are just fighting. Pamberi na mai mjuru.
Another Harare resident, Edgar Gweshe, said Mrs. Mujuru has to come out clean over her involvement in government with regards to alleged election rigging and human rights violations if she was to get considerable support from Zimbabweans enough to win against Mr. Mugabe and his party.
I don't think she will be able to make much of an impact, because even if you look at Mujuru herself, she was part of the system that was responsible for the mass media of innocent Zimbabweans, the system that was responsible for election rigging, and also she's surrounded by the same people who are part of that system.
Political commentator and director of the Coalition Against Corruption, Terry Muchanga, said Mrs. Mujuru missed an opportunity to cleanse herself yesterday when she formally announced the formation of her party, adding that this would be her biggest undoing in the upcoming polls.
Dr. Joyce Mujuru still suffers from serious credibility deficit. She was part of the system from 1980 up to 2014 when she was booted out from the party. So I don't think the people of Zimbabwe could be foolish enough to think that there's something new that she has come up with to bring change in this in Zimbabwe. She still has ZANU-PF DNA tendencies.
ZANU-PF has over the years been linked to serious human rights violations, including atrocities committed by the 5th Brigade in Matabeleland and the Midlands provinces in the 1980s. Some Zimbabweans also believe that the former vice president does not have the power to single-handedly remove Mr. Mugabe from power. Barnabas Tondlana, editor of the Observer newspaper, said Mrs. Mujuru should therefore join forces with Tsvangirai in order to increase the opposition's chances of winning in 2018.
If Mujuru and Morgan Tsvangirai join hands, they have a better chance of removing the president from power. Because what you must look at here is that Mujuru is bringing somebody who can get us into the transition that we are looking for, who is accepted by the military, who is accepted by the generality of the population, and who can have hold a sway with the general populace. But Morgan, the one advantage that he has the numbers, but he does not have any respect from the military.
Some observers say opposition parties should start coalition negotiations in time for the elections in order to prepare the electorate for the polls. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.